News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Trump is coming to County Clare very soon. Barry White, our own reporter, is down there. We spoke to him in the last hour. The visit planned for early next month. He's going to come for about 3 days, although for one of those days he's going to pop over to France for the D-Day celebrations or commemorations. And then he's going to come back for a round of golf in Doombeg. That's if he can get through all the protesters. Yourself included, I'm sure, Shane?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I won't be there. And look, I mean... Trump, I can understand people not loving the idea of him coming here, but we're going to have to put up with all the virtue signalers over the next few weeks, kind of queuing up to outdo each other on how much they hate Donald Trump. It kind of reminds me of this, Kieran.
Can I join your group?
Nah, piss off. I didn't want to sell this stuff. It's only a job. I hate the Romans as much as anybody.
Are you sure?
Oh, dead sure. I hate the Romans already.
Listen. If you wanted to join the PFJ, you'd have to really hate the Romans.
I do.
Oh, yeah? How much?
A lot.
Right, you're in.
Life of Brian.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. Look, there is a bit of that. Look, I understand the protesters. I understand why they're going down to do it. We could spend all day going on about the reasons they should. I also think it's fine that he comes here. Like Leo Varadkar, I think the turn of phrase he used yesterday was that Donald Trump will be shown the respect that his office deserves. And I think that's the kind of the key point.
Yeah,
it's that it's his
real
office.
Politic. Yeah. The US president wants to come here. They're going to come. I was just making the point, Kieran, in the last hour. I just think there's a... The best thing you can do with Donald Trump, he thrives on adversity. His whole presidency is about divisions, creating hatred and all that. The best thing you can do, he's a narcissist. The best thing you can do is ignore him. He would hate that if he came here and nobody paid a blind bit of difference.
Well, look, we were asking people if you think we should protest, if we should just ignore him, or if you think we should go down and genuflect. I know Ivan Yates is talking about going down to Doombeg for a broadcast while Donald Trump is here, and people have been getting in touch. I think Trump isn't worth worrying about, so let him come and get out as quick as he can. He's going to do whatever he wants. Thank you. Have a nice day now, says one listener.
So Trump is coming to Doombeg to promote his hotel at the expense of US taxpayers. He doesn't give a fig about Ireland, says Liz.
Agree with Shane. A narcissistic bigot like Trump is to ignore him. The best way to do it is to ignore him, should I say. Don't feed his ego. And that's from Judith in Waterford.
Yeah, I'm on Team Ivan here, says a listener. Bring him over, welcome, give him a Cade Mila Falce. He's the president. We have got strong ties with the US.
Keep those texts and tweets coming in. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents for the texts, or the tweets are free at Breakfast NT.
Okay, let's stay with this subject now. Should we be welcoming Donald Trump? Should there be protests? Should we just ignore him? To discuss this, we're joined by Solidarity TD Paul Murphy and public affairs consultant and Irish Examiner columnist Gerard Howland. Paul Murphy, I might start with you first. What's your take? How should we react to Donald Trump coming here?
Yeah, I think he should be given the welcome that his politics deserve. And his politics are obviously extremely hateful. He's probably the world's leading misogynist. He's leading a really brutal attack and rollback on abortion rights in the United States, resulting in effective bans in many countries. We know him for his viciously anti-migrant and anti-Muslim policies. People will have seen the horrific pictures of the children in cages. He's the world's leading climate change denier and is leading us to environmental catastrophe. He obviously has militaristic foreign policies, anti-trade union policies.
Okay, we know the rap sheet.
Yes. And so that's, therefore, we should be protesting against those policies, doing so together with what looks like to be a very massive protest in London, some people talking about up to 1 million people, and doing so in solidarity with all those in the US who are affected, and around the world, who are affected by his policies and are also protesting against it. And they're the people that we want to have a connection with in the US, as opposed to Trump.
Okay,
and
so protests in the form of what?
Class he represents.
Protests in the form of what?
Protests in the form of what? Probably depends on what he's doing. The current plans are that there will be a protest in Dublin on the Thursday evening when he is here, which I think could be substantial. And then I presume there would also be a protest in Doombeg if that is where he turns up.
Okay, all right. Gerard Howland, do you agree?
Well, I think the benefit of our society is people can protest, and if they feel to do
they want to, of course they should. Well, whether the state, the government, should welcome is a different matter. And of course they should, because the United States, of which Donald Trump is the duly elected president, is in a very important relationship for us. And if these standards that Paul espouses are to be applied, not to him or me, because he and I are free to do as we wish, and I won't be standing at the side of the road waving flags at Donald Trump when he passes, is that if the standards of misogyny, of anti-migrant, of anti-Muslim, of climate change denial are to be applied, then of course we wouldn't under any circumstances welcome Venezuela, Cuba, China, Saudi Arabia, and I could go on. So if we want to have that sort of standard and measure the consequences and take them on board, fine. If it's just a pick and mix to suit people to have an opportunistic protest to promote their own brand, excuse me for being a little cynical.
Okay, Paul, are you engaging in pick and mix politics?
No, Donald Trump is the most powerful politician in the world.
Yeah.
His policies obviously have a major impact on all of us.
Yeah, China's pretty powerful as well.
Absolutely, and I would be out on the front line protesting against the Chinese government.
Venezuela, really appalling human rights.
As well. Well, I mean, talk about Donald Trump and Venezuela, he's clearly currently, you know, they intervened to try and have effectively a military coup against the president of Venezuela, and that's part of his interventionist policies in the interest of the oil companies and so on. So I think it's legitimate for us to say, look, this is the most powerful person in the world. He represents, you know, a real step backwards in terms of politics. He obviously inspires politicians of the radical racist right in this country and around the world. And it's really, really important that we take a stand against it and to show that those policies are not shared by the vast majority of people in Ireland. And there's a concrete impact that that can have. Part of this is Trump looking to look good and look welcomed by Irish people for Irish Americans.
Okay,
there's
all right.
There's an election coming up and we shouldn't provide him with that opportunity.
Gerard Hannon, we shouldn't provide him an opportunity to showboat to the US electorate here.
Look, travelling politicians are showboating. Indeed, politicians on air, by definition, are showboating. And Doombeg, I believe, is a nice place, so it'll provide nice pictures. But the interest of the Irish state is that America is an important relationship. This is the duly elected president. It's our business to do business. We need to get on with it. And in our wonderful society, any and all are free to dissent and to protest.
Paul Murphy, what about that? That, look, it's real politics has to take precedent here. It's the president of the US. They've huge, long relationship going back hundreds of years. There are hundreds of thousands of people employed in US multinationals in this country. If the president of the US wants to come here, you kind of have to suck it up and welcome him, even if you don't particularly like him and like his politics.
Well, I'm not saying he should be banned. I'm saying he shouldn't be given any of the trappings of a state visit, and the government shouldn't pretend or shouldn't be engaged in welcoming him.
Do the government not have to welcome him for real, for those reasons I outlined?
Well, so this is the argument that was made before Varadkar made the first trip to America to visit the White House for St. Patrick's Day. And the argument was, well, it's better to go and talk to them. And Varadkar said in the Dáil to me in Leaders' Questions, I'm going to raise all these issues of, you know, LGBTQ oppression, anti-migrant oppression. I'm going to raise them all with him. And then we all saw what happened, which was utterly cringeworthy when Varadkar simply made a joke about intervening on Trump's behalf in a planning application. Mm. It's like utterly servile is the impression that's given off to the whole world. And we would be much better off, you know, standing in solidarity with the women affected by the attacks on abortion rights, with the migrants affected by the attacks on migrants, with the transgender people affected by the attacks on transgender rights in the US, and sending a clear signal into the world that we don't agree with those policies. That would be extremely impactful and will be welcomed by a huge, huge number of Americans.
Gerard Howland, is there any world leader that, you know, we should protest against, or is it your view, look, this is just, these are, well, certainly in the case of Trump, democratically elected presidents, not so in other countries, but with Trump it is, and you just have to suck it up and accept it, basically?
Well, it's simple as that. We can't run the world according to our wishes. And in fact, Enda Kenny, firstly, but subsequently of Varadkar, did a very good job in making very strong, clear speeches when they were in Trump's presence in this White House. So our leaders are quite capable of speaking clearly on our behalf.
Yeah, actually, sorry, that's a good point, Paul Murphy. Actually, you know, the comments Enda Kenny made to Donald Trump, they kind of went viral in the States. I mean, that's a lot more impactful than standing outside the building with a placard and screaming and shouting, isn't it?
Well, Varadkar's comments about Dún Beag also went viral in Ireland and didn't, I think, people reflect very well on
Varadkar. No, but the other point I made about Enda Kenny's comments.
Look, it was a very mild criticism that he made, and in the context of not many people making criticism, yes, it went a little bit viral in the US. But imagine what impact would be had by a government saying, we're not going to be engaging in any sort of formal welcome for Varadkar, for Trump, we're not going to be meeting him. That would have a massive impact.
Jared Hand, very briefly, last word to you.
I just picked this up several times. I presume the Varadkar Paul is referring to is Leo Varadkar. I just think talking about human rights and then referring to people who are not present in a somewhat denigratory tone, it doesn't wash with me.
Paul, do you want to respond to that?
We call Donald Trump. We often call politicians by their surnames. There's nothing personally offensive about it. It's a way that politicians are often referred to.
Okay, he is the Taoiseach of the country. I suppose that's the point that Jared Hanlon is making. Should you refer to him as the Taoiseach rather than his surname?
No, I'm not. I don't feel the need to refer to him there as the Taoiseach, just like I don't call Donald Trump the president and, you know, various other politicians.
Okay, fair enough. Paul Murphy, Solidarity TD for Dublin South West, and member of the Solidarity TD, sorry, excuse me, and public affairs consultant and Irish Examiner columnist, Jared Hanlon. Thanks to both of you for joining.